Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 15th day of Tishrei, the first day of Sukkot as well. Tovshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Megillah, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Yud, and the last Mishnah of the whole Masechta. Our Mishnah is going to tell us about what parashas in the Torah should not be translated in public. Maaseh Reuven, the story of Reuven, where the Pasuk describes how Reuven went and slept with Bilhah, which doesn't really mean he slept with Bilhah, but that part, Nikra, is read in the Tzibur, in the Shul, below Mitargim, but it's not translated. Some say Rashi learns out of Kovod for Reuven. The Ran learns it's Kovod of Yaakov. Maaseh Tamar, the story of Tamar, that's Yehuda, living with Tamar by the wayside, Nikra Mitargim, is read in the Tzibur and translated. It's praiseworthy for Yehuda that he admitted and he saved, that he was the one who made Tamar pregnant and that he saved Tamar and the twin children inside of her. Others say that when it says in the Mishnah, Tamar, Maaseh Tamar, it refers to the story of Amnon and Tamar. That's how the Rambam learns. Maaseh Egel HaRishon, the story or the first recounting of the Egel, where it talks about how the people got impatient, Moshe didn't come down from the mountain and they made an Egel, Nikra Mitargim. It's read in public and it's translated. It's good for the Tzibur that there should be a kapora for the Yidden for that chet. Others say the reason is in order that Yam Yisrael should be embarrassed and do tshuva. V'hasheni, but the continuation, the mice of the Egel, that means that what Aaron told Moshe, from the story where Moshe asks Aaron, what did you do, etc., etc., that Nikra v'lo mitargim, that is read and not translated because of kavod out of the honor for Aaron. Birkas Kohenim, the brach of the Kohenim make, that is Yivarechecha and Yair and Yisa, Maaseh David v'Amnon, the story that happened with Amnon and Tamar mentioned in the book of Shmuel, Lo nikrain v'lo mitargimin. They're not read and not translated. The Gemara, however, has a different text of the Mishnah and is they are read and they are not translated. And that's the gist of the Rif as well. And it makes more sense to say that because it's very difficult to say that the Birkas Kohenim is not read at all. Doesn't make sense that the Torah would be incomplete. You wouldn't be reading it. Mashenken, the Haftarah, we don't read anyway, all the Nevi'im, so we read only selections, so that could be that was not read and it is translated. What's the reason with Birkas Kohenim that it should not be translated? And that is because it says, Yisa Hashem panavelecha, may Hashem shine or favor you. And people might tend to think, oh, God favors people, without them deserving it, maybe. The story of David and Amnon, the reason is, because of the COVID of David, the sad story there that happened. Ein maftirin b'merkava. We never use the story of the Merkava. We don't use it for a haftarah, the chariots of Hashem. And the reason is because people might start getting into that, and it's the deep side of Torah which can have harmful effects on people. That's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's okay. He's not worried about people coming to going deep into it. And the halacha is indeed like Rabbi Yehuda that we can use that section for a haftarah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ein Maftirin Behoida as Yerushalayim. He says that he should not use the book of Yechezkel, chapter 16, beginning with these words, Ben Odom Hoida as Yerushalayim es Tova Seha, tell Jerusalem all her abominations. One shouldn't use that for haftarah because of out of respect for Yerushalayim and out of respect for Am Yisrael. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer. The halacha is that we do use that for haftarah as well. Slik Masechtas Megillah, that concludes the Masechta Megillah. The next Masechta is Masechta Moed Katan. What is Moed Katan about? Moed Katan deals with the laws of Chol HaMoed. And it's called Moed Katan, the small Moed, in order to distinguish it between the whole Seder Moed, which all the Masechtas that we've been doing come under the Seder, the one of the six Dharma of Mishnah is called Moed, and this is called Moed Katan. It's called the small Moed, dealing with one section of Chol HaMoed. Others call it the Masechta Mashkin, because of the opening words of the first Mishnah, Mashkin. Mashkin Besashlachin B'Moed. The prohibition to do work on Chol HaMoed, where it's not involving a monetary loss, According to most poskim, it is mirabonon, but some do hold that it is even min haTorah forbidden. Most, as we say, hold it's mirabonon, and the psukim that are quoted are an asmachta, are a support only. Masechta Moed Katan, Perek Rishon, Mishnah Aleph. Our Mishnah is going to teach us that a malacha for something that could save person's losses, that if he doesn't do it, there will be a great loss, you're allowed to do that malacha in Chol HaMoed, as long as it doesn't involve extra tircha. Mashkin Beis HaShlachin, one is permitted to give to drink, to irrigate, a field that needs constant watering and doesn't get enough from the rain, B'moed and Chol HaMoed. This is something that would stop losses, because if you don't, the produce or whatever is there could be ruined. Ubashviz, and in the year of Shemitah, also, it is permitted to water these fields that don't get enough from the rainwater. Even though working the ground is forbidden on Shemitah, nevertheless, hashkar, irrigating it, is only osur mirabanan, and in places of losses that were matured. Some say that on Shemitah you're even allowed to water a beis habal, that means a sada, a field that does get enough from the rain, and it only says beis hashlachin because of the case of Chol HaMoed. However, others argue, the Rambam doesn't hold that way, he holds that it applies in Shemitah as well, that only Beis HaShlachin can be watered. Bein mimayon sheyotzav batchila, bein mimayon sheleyotzav batchila. One is allowed to water, irrigate this field that doesn't get enough from the rainwater on Chol HaMoed, whether it's a new spring, that means it just started now to come out, and we're not worried that the banks might fall and maybe he'll fix it, or whether it's a mayan that hasn't come out at the start, it's an old running spring. You can use that water from either source. You can use the water from either spring. Aval ein mashkin, what you cannot do is in Chol HaMoed, you cannot irrigate the fields. Lo mimei hagshamim, you can't use rainwater that's been stagnant, that's been gathered in ponds. And that's because sometimes the water gets less and less, and you have to start using buckets to take it out, and that involves a lot more tircha, a lot more effort. And something that involves a great tircha, they forbid even on Chol HaMoed, even where loss is involved. And also, v'lo mimei hakiloin, one cannot use the water going through a pipe. That means, or through a deep underground pit, which is a lot of work to dig that out, or to take the water out of that area. Some say kiloin is actually a deep pit. There's a big tircha to take it out. Others learn that kiloin is some sort of a pump that was used to draw water from a deep well, and they would fill the troughs next to the fields where it was. Again, a lot of work, extra work in it. And a Gemara says that the reason they cannot use this rainwater is because they made a gzera. If you start using rainwater, then you might, which are gathered in ponds, you might start using the me'akilain. The me'akilain is the water in the deep pit, and that's really the most tircha. Ve'enoisin ugiois lekvanim. One cannot make ditches around the roots of vines in order that water should fill them, because that would involve a great tircha as well. This should not be done on Chol HaMoed.